Harford, White, McMahon. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
24 past 8 now. The Magpies had a huge win in Super Netball last weekend and give themselves a chance to leap into the Final Four with a win over the Vixens this Sunday to finish off the home and away season in Suncorp Super Netball. Sure, I won't want that to happen, clearly, with their victory over the Vixens. But what they won't be able to do is have Kelsey Brown out there because, unfortunately, one of our favourites from the Collingwood Netball team did her ACL on the weekend and her season is over. But she's awesome enough to join us on the program this morning. Kels, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Firstly, let me just say, we're just rooting for you. We want you to go as well as possible with your surgery and recovery and get out there as soon as possible because we're all a little bit flat, I must admit. Probably not as much as you, but a little bit flat on the weekend. How are you feeling?
I'm actually not too bad, surprisingly, going in quite blind to quite a serious injury. I've had so many messages and people sort of hit me up and tell me what to expect, but I feel like the last 3 days have been quite positive. There's still, I don't know, lots of things ahead for me, and I'm pumped for the Magpies this weekend. Sorry, Sherelle. I think we've got some cool form going in, and I don't know, hopefully there's a final berth, and I'm just focusing on that stuff, so I'm pretty good.
Well, before we do move on to that, Kels, it is going to be a big process, and you say you're going in a little bit blind, but Maddie, unfortunately, is experiencing a very similar thing, going through a rehab for an ACL too. So there's, it's been surely a tough time for the family.
Yeah, I think obviously went fell down, and I pretty much knew straight away. It's quite interesting when you've never done one, knowing almost instantly that, that's how it feels. I sort of went off the court, and I think my parents were more distraught than I was, probably because they do know what's ahead, and they've been through the last 4 months with Maddie. She's going through her second one, and I think it has been hard, but Maddie's been absolutely amazing, and I think secretly, even though she wouldn't have wished it on me, it's pretty cool that both of us are going to be going through the same thing, our bond's pretty special at the moment, so I reckon it's only going to make it stronger.
I'll let Sherelle concentrate on the netball questions ahead of the weekend because she's got plenty for you. But, I mean, obviously you're a leader, Kelsey, at the club, and I thought it was incredibly admirable just how excited you were for the girls after winning on the weekend. Just seeing those images with what you were going through was very admirable. But how big a role are you going to have, and how much do you lean on your sister to sort of say, well, what can I do to still make sure I have a really big impact on the club?
Yeah, I think with everything that we've done, and Maddie's been through a lot of things before me, and she's kind of let me just find my own feet. We haven't really spoken about that. However, I know that she's found it difficult sometimes to how much do you offer, how much do people need? Like, obviously people are out there doing the job. You want to impart some knowledge, you want to be there for people, but also they're doing it for themselves as well. So, I think I will just see how this week goes. I haven't obviously been around training because I'm trying to get my swelling down and everything like that. But I'm going to sort of enter the club probably tomorrow, go into the weekend, and I'll be there on the bench. I want to be around as much as possible. And if people come to me for advice or need some help, then I'll more than happy to give it. But I think the girls, they obviously proved that pretty much on the weekend we could put anyone out there and get the job done. So we're in great hands, and I'm excited for what's going to happen.
Let's wind the clock back slightly, Kels, because you have just recently returned with the Diamonds from that World Cup campaign. Congratulations on the silver medal for a start. There's been a bit of talk about how those players are feeling coming back, any fatigue that's left over. What was the experience like for you over there and then returning back to Suncorp Super Netball?
I'm not going to lie. It's been a huge sort of 3 months, obviously, since the announcement of making the team. You ramp up your training. You're obviously wanting to put out good performances. You want to go into the World Cup with good form. Obviously, 8 games in 10 days and then coming back straight into SSN. I think, it was challenging. However, we knew that was the case. I think all of us sort of went in as prepared as we possibly could. For us as Magpies, we had 3 trips away after a home game. As soon as we returned, then we had 3 trips away. So I knew that going into it, it was going to be tough. I'm sad that obviously something has happened at the end of it, but I wouldn't put it down to anything like that. I was sore pretty much for the last month. So, yeah, these things happen, and yeah, I can't do anything about it now.
Kelsey, you've had a fascinating pathway through to where you are now. You were with the Vixens for a period of time and then made a really big call, actually, to head up to the Lightning, had two premierships up there, and now back at the Magpies. I think you have to be congratulated for the bravery and the courage, probably, that it took to make some of those calls.
Yeah, thanks, Sherelle. That's really nice to hear, because I think a couple of those decisions were huge at the time. I didn't know what I was walking into. I was pretty much leaving a really well set up, well-run club at Vixens. You know what it's like there. Obviously, it's unbelievable. And walking into a club where we had nothing. And, yeah, I had a great 2 years at Lightning. Just I've said so many times that I built as a person and a player, and I think I did that because nothing really came that easy. I think through my whole career, nothing's really come that easy. And I know that this injury is probably just, I'm going to have the same outlook as that, you know, you've got to work hard for it. It's going to be a fork in the road. But I know that I'm hoping to come back bigger and stronger. And it's just another challenge that I think you grow from, and I'm excited for it now.
Yeah, and Kels, and you have had some really amazing coaches over the journey too. Noeline Tarua at the Lightning, who has now just announced that she'll be leaving at the end of the season. And Rob Wright, I do want to ask you about this, because I haven't had a chance to chat. We haven't had a chance to chat to you about that interaction that you had with him in that first game back, where you were asking for some positives and Rob just wasn't willing to give you any. What kind of, how was that for you, and probably more so what happened next for you in terms of your relationship with Rob and what happened externally?
I think, and there was a lot to that whole week following that interaction. I'm not going to lie, it was quite challenging for me. I think I obviously knew what was happening between Rob and I, and I know that our relationship is super strong, and people can say, oh, yep, but it didn't look like that. But I think personally, Rob and I have one of the strongest relationships at Magpies. We've worked really hard on it. He'll often tell me everything that I need to improve on. He'll give me positives as well. And I guess just in that moment, there was a miscommunication, and it was what it was. We talked about it, everything sort of eventuated from that. Within the club, it was sort of over and done within an hour. However, I think the hard thing was people fleshing out the details of what happened based on assumptions, or that, you know, there was friction at the club when there wasn't at all. I absolutely adore Rob as a coach, and I know that he's going through a really tough time at the moment. And honestly, with my ACL, a lot of times I've thought about what he's going through, and I sort of bring myself back and give myself a better perspective on where I'm at. We absolutely adore Rob, and my feelings about him as a coach and my respect for him hasn't changed since that.
Well, I'm sure he's got enormous respect for you as a player and the way you've carried yourself since last weekend's injury, Kels. We wish you the absolute best, as I said before, with the recovery, and look forward to seeing you cheering your girls on this weekend against Sherelle's girls, the Vixens, on Sunday at Melbourne Arena. Good luck.
Thanks so much, guys.